you know. Okay. What we've tried to do here is make a family-friendly element to spring into action, because a lot of the workshops are quite hardcore. This is what you can do. This is trying to get people interested who perhaps wouldn't want to come to the workshops about building their own wind turbine or rocket stoves. So we've tried to make all of the slogans and symbols really accessible. So the main phrase of the day is, the earth is getting too hot, together we can make it stop. And a lot of the banners and artwork relates to that particular slogan. If you sort of come into the space, we've got a forest that asks you questions. So there's trees that relate to different elements of your life, and you read the questions on the trees and then respond to them. And it's trying to get people to consider these aspects of their lives that perhaps they wouldn't consider otherwise. So they've got questions like, why do you go to work so much? Could making things for your house and your family be considered your work more than making loads of money to buy new things, etc., etc.? We've tried to put a leaflet together that isn't like other leaflets you pick up. It's one that the children colour in to make look beautiful to go into their kitchen. And on this leaflet has got 10 points that you can do immediately to try and reduce your impact on the earth. So, for example, close your curtains at dusk, walk and cycle a little bit more, switch to a green energy supplier. It's just stuff that you can do immediately that's really, really simple. So on the back of there is a bit more in-depth stuff about shopping, heating, transport, food, electricity. You know, it's just exactly what people need to know immediately. That's what we've tried to do. And it looks really pretty, I think you'll agree, Vita. So the range of workshops that we've got are, everything here is about reclaiming and reusing materials creatively and nicely. So the art workshops upstairs, there's things like Tetra Pak wallet making, instrument making, and there's examples of other people's artwork that have reused materials in a really beautiful way. So it's supposed to be like really inspiring stuff, really gorgeous things to look at that are all made out of reclaimed materials. We're going to have vegan cafe food here as well, and this is a sort of fair trade establishment, so that's also sort of backing that kind of stuff up too. We've got circus skills happening and capoeira, which is more about your kind of well-being, I suppose. Enjoying life a bit more, not spending money. Connecting your mind and your body. Not my kind of thing specifically, but I think it's important that it's there. There's a guy who's talking about sprouting, because it is actually called the Big Sprout Day Out. Charlie is there showing people how they can sprout seeds to get superfood energies without using any more energy. So you just pour your water on and wait for them to sprout, and then it's incredibly nutritious. We've also got someone here talking about public transport, so you can get all the information you need to know about getting around without using your car. And yeah, I think that's probably all of them, but there might be a few more.
Could you say something about the way Spring into Action is organised, and sort of the sort of aim of the sort of the whole kind of idea behind it? Kind of.
Well, Spring into Action is a sort of local offshoot of the Climate Camp group. So we camped outside Drex Power Station. There was about 600 of us, and that we were from all over the country. And then it was decided after that we needed to take that inspiration and expertise into the localities of where people came from. We wanted to showcase our locality, our community, and what we do here. So Nottingham is a particularly active place in the East Midlands, in the sort of East Side region. And what we wanted to do with Spring into Action was show the projects at the stage they are, not really put on anything specifically different to what's happening, but also to make it more accessible for people who are not already involved in the movement. Because I think Climate Camp, despite trying to do that, there were some shortcomings on how we were involving the general public, and there's a lot more effort been, a lot more thought been put in learning from those things that were flagged up at Climate Camp about how to do that here. So that specifically this day, the big Sprout Day Out, is trying to overcome some of those barriers that people have with getting involved.
Why would you say is there a need for people who